The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to you all to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this sixth Sunday after Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us, and we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. In our Gospel reading today, Jesus reminds us that for us as Christians, prayer is fundamental to our lives. Prayer is how we express and make real our relationship with God. We see Jesus instructing his disciples, teaching them the Lord's Prayer, the most important prayer of the Christian. And so we come before our Heavenly Father, opening our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained a victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Then the Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in this city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30. He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. the response to the psalm. Great is the glory of the Lord. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. Great is the glory of the Lord. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. Great is the glory of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with the spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ, when you were buried with him in baptism. You were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him, when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities, made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Everyone who asks receives, says the Lord. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me, the door is already being locked, My children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. For us as Christians, prayer is fundamental to our lives. Prayer is how we express and make real our relationship with God. It is in prayer that we meet and spend time with God. Yet there are times in our lives when prayer can be difficult for many of us. Jesus was a man of prayer. He loved spending time in the company of his heavenly Father. The disciples had often observed Jesus at prayer, and in the Gospel today, they ask him to teach them to pray. Jesus teaches them the prayer that was the first prayer we may well have learned ourselves as children, the Lord's Prayer. It is a prayer that is so familiar to us, so familiar that there is a danger that we can recite it so well that we fail to really understand and acknowledge what each line of the prayer means for us and for God's world. The Lord's Prayer is a wonderfully intimate prayer and can act as a model for all our prayer. We begin acknowledging the holiness of God and expressing our longing for a place in his kingdom. We place our trust in him, the one who knows us best and who wants the best for each of us, as we pray that his will may be our will. We express our gratitude for his mercy as he forgives our sins by pledging to show the same mercy to others who offend against us. We place ourselves in his hands as the provider of all that we need and as the protector who will enable us to resist temptation and protect us from evil. In all prayer, we begin by expressing our adoration of God, by placing ourselves in his hands, acknowledging our trust in him, and asking his forgiveness for our shortcomings. We express gratitude for all that we receive from him before placing our needs, our cares, and our concerns before him. The danger in times of need that we begin with our own cares and concerns, our own needs, and prayer can become more about ourselves than about God and our relationship with him. Today's gospel is a wonderful gift, a lesson in prayer from Jesus himself. The Lord's Prayer given to us by our Lord contains all that is needed for authentic prayer when prayed in spirit and with faith. Whether we find it easier in our own prayer lives to recite formal prayers from the prayer book or to speak our own words in conversation with God, the themes of the Lord's Prayer are a valuable guide. Reciting the Lord's Prayer can help us understand how in prayer we come close to God. The words can deepen our appreciation of our dependence on God. In prayer we come to understand and appreciate His great love for us and His will for us. For God longs for us to enjoy the life He has given to the full. He longs for us to reach our potential as His children. And it is in prayer that He enables us to fulfill His will for us with lives of faithful servants. As Jesus says, "Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, Israel and Gaza. For all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. We'll leave them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father, praying together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.